first, let's go ahead and get the bad news out of the way. What we did not see, what we thought we were going to see and did not get. First and foremost,
yeah.
I'll start with the small thing. Air tags. We didn't get air tags at all.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
Maybe in the spring, who knows, but I still think we need it. Real quick, second thing, we did not get a launch date for the new iPad Air yet. They never announced it. I thought that they would, and I was very excited when they announced it because I was all gung-ho about going and getting one, and then did some thinking, and you know, here about you know us going into the video format here soon. It does not exactly make sense for me to go ahead and go with that model. So I think what I'm going to end up doing this weekend is going ahead and going to get that the 2020 iPad Pro 11-inch version. All the promotion stuff and all the best resolution screen stuff like that. And, you know, and start producing some video for you guys. So, you know, with that being said, I'm kind of excited to do the unboxing video for that. I'm definitely going to make sure I get that done. So that'll be coming here in the next week or so. Quick thing. What about you guys?
I mean, I'll go. I was a little torn, maybe a little upset about it, but at the same time excited. No charge brick in the box. I get it. Like, it's better for the environment, all those things. But, I mean, I just spent, because thank goodness for Amazon Prime Day, but I just spent $23 on a charge brick so that I, you know, if I do get the new iPhone 12 or whatever, that I'll get the, I need the fast charge brick, right? Like, I need that. So, I don't know. Not having one in the box, that was probably the one thing that I was disappointed about. But excited overall.
Yep.
I really.
At least it comes with the cable. It comes with the USB-C cable, at least. The Lightning to USB-C cable. I thought it was not going to come with the charger at all. Turns out I was wrong, thankfully, because there's not too many of those out there just yet. Corey, what you got?
I would like to piggyback off myself. Is I am disappointed without the brick. I mean, I think the cable you can find necessarily, and it's cheaper to find. And I was like, you know, at least put in the brick, you know, the fast charging brick they had last year. But I get what they're trying to do, cut down on, you know, cut down on their usage. So I get it. The box do look a little bit sleeker, but they can at least put the brick and take. And I'd rather have the brick than the wire.
Yeah, that makes sense because they're more expensive and they're more durable. So.
I agree with you there.
Yep, I'll back you up on that, you know, 100%. So, at least it helped maybe keep the price of the new iPhone 12 the same price as, you know, the previous years for the new phones. You know, maybe that had a little bit of something to do with it and they decided to take the less margins. We don't know. Mm. We'll probably never know. But, you know, applause for the environment. Needless to say, at least, you know. Now, to the stuff that we did get, and I am a firm believer in giving credit where credit is due. Seth, you were right, my friend. You were absolutely right. You called it. I don't know where you got the information from. I didn't see it on any website that I follow, but you found it somewhere, and you got it right, man. Tell the people what you were right about. Gloat.
The HomePod Mini for $99.
Corey, did you know about that?
I cannot wait.
Well, I didn't know about it, but I saw it. And it was pretty dope. I mean, it's a great price because we had the original HomePod was like $300. So I could imagine a lot of people buying this compared to buying like by like the original one.
Yep, myself included. I think I'm definitely right there where I'm going to end up getting two of them, one for each of the each end of the house, just so, you know, keep it covered. And I kind of like the intercom aspect of it, but we're not going to get into the specs or anything about features. We're just going to get our reactions off based off of what we saw at the event today. So we'll get that. So I'm sorry, people. I apologize, but we'll get that on the next episode. I promise to you. But I'm definitely excited for that. I told Candace that, you know, shortly after I had her go look up the iPhone 12. And getting into the iPhone 12, they all come with, all four of them will come with 5G. And I was just talking to somebody here about 30 minutes ago, actually. They said that 5G is already rolled out pretty much fully in Kansas City. And so we could probably expect to see 5G here in the Midwest, in our, at least in our area, in Nebraska, here in the next 2 years. So if you're in the Midwest and don't expect 5G anytime soon, we're not going to get into the specs on how fast it's going to go or how much faster it is, you know, pending good weather. And but in some cities like New York, you know, L.A., San Francisco, it's already rolled out. I'm assuming Texas is probably going to be the next thing. But it's a it's something that we need because of Husker football season when you get near the stadium. You know, as you know, Seth was telling me earlier that it's going to clear up a lot of that bottleneck where you have those thousands and thousands of devices. So looking forward to that. So as we get into the one thing that Seth and I put out into the world in some form, I suppose, that I'm super excited about is it's not quite air power, but it is dang near close to it with MagSafe wireless charging, where you can, you know, get two devices, and there's apparently already some other companies out there that are already producing the MagSafe technology for three devices. So that air power that we are looking for 2017, 2018, we're now getting that technology finally that we have been looking for here in 2020 or early 2021, because I don't think they announced it just yet.
Yeah, and I was doing a little bit of thinking about that, and back in 2010, I had something called a Palm Free, and that was like when you could, that was a poor man's version of an iPhone, when you could only get the iPhone on AT&T. You could get the Palm Pre on Sprint, and it actually came with a wireless charger that had a magnet so that you, when you set the phone on there, it would, like, your phone would stick to the charger, and it always charged correctly. And I never really thought about how handy that is until I saw them announcing MagSafe, and how much better I'm sure it is, that when you take that wireless charger and either you set your phone on it or you put it on the case, boom, it's going to line up perfectly every time. I mean, that's the one downfall that I always had with the wireless chargers, was if you didn't get them lined up perfectly, they didn't charge well. This will guarantee it.
That's every good. Time. I did not know perfect that charge. Or even think about that. That thought would have never crossed my mind. Back in 2010, they pretty much made it old technology new again.
Yeah.
You know, at that point.
They did. They did.
That's good information. Man, Seth, I love you being on here, man. I said it to you once, I'll say it again. Go into it here. What else did we want to cover real quick? Just some simple notes here on the iPhone 12. The colors, you got red, Pacific blue, mint, green, black, and white. And you got your mini starting at $699, the 12, $799, the 12 Pro $999 and the 12 Pro Max at $1099. The release dates.
And they kept the prices the same as the current phones. They're not more. Yep. And you're getting storage.
Yep.
I know we're not going to go into all the details, but
yep.
But more storage, same price.
Yep.
And the screens are all
bigger. They went with that format, that phone today, format right? That reminds you of the iPhone 5. It was the iPhone 5 that they took that from, and I'm thankful because, like you said, they got some extra space out of it. You know, we'll go into the details on that later. Look, give you guys some dates here. iPhone 12 will be available for pre-order on October 16th, which is this Friday, and the iPhone 12 mini pre-order will be on November 6th. That goes along with the iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max as well. Hopefully I have convinced my wife by then to go ahead and upgrade her phone to the Pro Max. I have already started that conversation with her, and we'll see what we can do. You know, on that, we'll keep you guys posted because that's another unboxing video opportunity. Also, quick on the HomePod Mini, also ordered on November 6th and available November 16th. I think that this Friday is going to be the date that they're going to launch the iPad Air, where it's going to be available in stores, and they're not going to announce it. That'll be just like, it'll be like the top news headline of the day, I think is what's going to happen. Like, you wake up in the morning and you check your news feed or your news sites that you like to go to, and that's what it's going to be there, is Apple's going to announce it first thing in the morning. You know, granted, it's going to be 2 hours behind. So, you know, for where we're at least. But in, you know, Cupertino, then it's going to be probably around 10 o'clock. You'll see the update to the Apple's website. So, I'll be on the lookout for that. Keep you guys posted. Anything else you guys wanted to add in?
I'm excited.
Corey,
I've been looking at deals. They've been having good deals on it. Well, it depends on what carrier you with. So I'm most likely probably going to upgrade this year. I think because, you know, not to speak on specs, but with the new storage, I mean, it just makes sense to do it.
Yep, it does. 100%. Quick thing out there, guys. If you guys already do not follow us, make sure you guys go follow us out there. On Instagram, it's Weekly Tech Facts, just straight across. We got some exclusive content out there. I love doing wallpapers and finding different wallpapers to put out there, and I'll put them to our Instagram page. For instance, literally about 10, 15 minutes ago, I just got done uploading the new iPhone 12 wallpapers that you saw in the event. I already have those iPhone ready. To download off of our IG page, go follow us, go download them. You know, let us know what you think, leave a comment. You know, we're happy to engage you. So, with, you know, that being said, you guys have a good rest of the week. Seth, take us out.
All right, man.
Next time.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you.